The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivamis Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Mishnah and the Gemara continue to discuss the halachas of the Chamesh Nashim, the infamous five women, five pairs of women, who are not nemanos, who are not believed to testify Meis Bala. They're not believed to testify that the husband of the woman that they hate is dead, because we're afraid they're lying. Their hatred of the other woman goes so deep that they're willing to lie in order to ruin the prospects of the woman that they hate. And this goes so far, the Gemara says, the extent of this is that Tumas Nafshi and Plishtim, we say, even if we see from her conduct that she is going to be injuring her own prospects, ruining her own life too, we say it's possible that her hatred for her rival, for the woman that she hates, goes so deep that she's willing to destroy her own life, well, albeit, if only by doing so, she can destroy her rival's prospects too. Now, in our lecture on the previous daf, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, we discussed the fact that the Chamesh Nashim are, of course, all women, and we discussed the question of whether their unreliability, whether our concern for their truthfulness, is based on the idea of Daitan Kalas. In this lecture, we focus on the hatred itself. We discuss what exactly Chazal meant by this hatred, and in general, whether hatred, other forms of hatred, are also problems for the Aegis, for an Aguna. A couple of years ago, I read an article in Bina magazine on the topic of women getting along with their mothers-in-law. I don't have access to the article, I don't remember exactly what it said, but at the time, one sentence in particular leaped out at me. The article said, quoted some woman as saying, "Your mother-in-law is not your enemy." At the time, I thought to myself, actually, according to Chazal, a woman's mother-in-law, on the contrary, she is her enemy. We say that she's such an enemy to the extent that she would lie, diabolically lie, in order to destroy her life. Beruchnius, begashmius, ruin her life. Now, perhaps we can argue that was Bizman Chazal. Maybe today things have changed. Maybe today women and mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws get along better than they did in the time of Chazal. Chassam Sofer addresses this possibility and rejects it out of hand. Apparently his correspondent, some other Rav, had suggested or implied this possibility. Chassam Sofer says, absolutely not. He says, you seem to think that Einenu Roos, that they don't hate each other, they get along. So he says, no. He says, all the Rishonim and Achronim are mashma, that is not the case, that the Chashash applies even today. Chassam Sofer explains that, on the contrary, we find regarding chutzpah and azaz, brazenness, willing to lie, we find things have degenerated. Even women, even chazakas, that Chazal said women don't lie in certain cases, eini shamiza panem b'fnei baila, today the Rishonim say, the Ramah brings, today they do lie, today they're more brazen, they're less scrupulous. So to say that women get along better and are more truthful today, the Chassam Sofer says, is not correct. And even today, even in the 19th century, Chassam Sofer says, we still retain this presumption that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, the Chamesh Nashim in general, hate each other, Gemayim Panim El Panim. So even today, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws are presumed to hate each other. Additionally, Maram Ibn Chaviv, in his Esras Nashim, says, perhaps you'll say that if we see a particular mother-in-law and daughter-in-law seem to love each other, they get along very well, maybe Chazal Chazaka does not apply. Maram Chaviv says, no, Yirali, even if we know Yadanu Bahem, that they love each other, we have never heard any quarrel between them. Afilu Hachi says, Cheskasan Sona Zu Azu. The presumption is they hate each other. Chazaka, strong language. Hasina Yikvusha Belev. The sinna is buried, it's deep down, it's hidden, but it's there. Chazal told us it's there. We believe Amuna Shlema, Amuna Chachamim, that the sinna is there. Even if we don't see it, we believe it's there anyway. So Bina would seem to be going against a clear halachic tradition. The truth is, it's not quite so simple. Recently, I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who has a somewhat different perspective on the matter, perhaps more in line with Bina. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is discussing the question of whether the din of the Chamesh Nashim applies to men of the equivalent relationships, instead of a mother-in-law, a father-in-law. So as we discussed in our previous lecture, the consensus of most, almost all poskim is that the din of the Chamesh Nashim, based on Yerushalmi, other sources, is limited to Chamesh Nashim, not men. Different reasons, perhaps because Daitan Kalas only applies to women, perhaps because the particular reasons for hatred, at least some of them, are limited to men. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, though, disagrees. He has a minority view that the chashash does apply equally to men. Rabbi Yaakov Emden's basic point is that the sinna applies equally to men. Daitan Kalas doesn't even seem to have occurred to him, And he says the reasons for the sin apply equally well. And the crux of his argument is that even when Chazal said the women hate each other, he says they don't mean that they commonly hate each other, that's true all the time. They mean occasionally they hate each other. He says even though it's true that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws often do not get along, he says that is primarily true when they live in the same house. He quotes a proverb, he attributes to the Moshlim, those who say proverbs, that in Yiru Ze'ev V'Tlecha Echad, Tadr Kalam Chamosa, if a wolf and lamb shall live together, so too shall a daughter-in-law live together with her mother-in-law peacefully, without, I guess, eating each other, devouring each other. Fine, so living together, that's an oxymoron, that's virtually impossible for them to get along peacefully. But if they don't live together, he brings rayas from different Gemaras, that's fine, they can get along very nicely. If they live together, they bump into each other all the time, they get on each other's nerves, that's intolerable. But if they don't live together, they can get along very nicely. Brings rayas to that. So he says, still, Chazal said, still, there's a chashash of sinner. So he says it doesn't mean that that's common. It means it's a miyuta. In general, he says, aguna, we find many cases where Chazal were choshesh for extreme things. Even though we say mishmeguna, kilubar, rabbanon on the one hand. On the other hand, they were choshesh for all kinds of very far out things. Things, possibilities that he calls chashoshos, rechokos, bizarros, from the flows ma'od. Very implausible, bizarre, extremely unlikely possibilities. Give several examples. Maguyad. Someone is dismembered, we consider maybe he would have lived if we didn't actually verify that he's dead. Tzolov, he's either hanged or crucified. Maybe he survived, maybe someone cut him down, maybe someone healed him. Mayim Shein Lam Sof, the post can also say, is a chashash rachuk ma'od. Maybe the guy fell into the ocean and survived. He found a raft, he found a board, he was carried away by the waves, maybe. But it's a very remote possibility. The Rabbi Emden explains, when Chazal said, Mishimiguna Ikilu, that means if we basically know he's dead, just we lack the formalities, we don't have two proper kosher edim, it's exeris akasiv, fine, mishamigune kilu, they allowed edim who are not technically valid, as long as we know with absolute certainty that he's dead. But if we don't know, even if it's a remote possibility, chazal very machmer. Chumra shech martiva betchila, we have to be absolutely 100% sure that he's dead. Here too, he says, it's true, a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law who don't live together generally don't hate each other, generally may get along well, but occasionally they do. And that was occasionally they do hate each other, and that was enough for Chazal to say that they are not nemana. So too, he says, therefore men too, father-in-law and daughter-in-law too. It's also a chashash rachuk. Chashash rachuk it is. So you see from Rabbi Nachum Emden, unlike the Rav Moshe ibn Chaviv's language, who says, cheskason son azu azu, there's a chazaka that hate each other. On the contrary, he says, mostly they don't hate each other. It's a chashash rachuk that Chazal will choshish for. So I'm not sure if that can be reconciled with the language of chazaka. But in any event, that's a somewhat different perspective on the hatred. The Chazal said it doesn't mean they all hate each other. It means that there was enough of a chashash that Chazal established the halacha that they are not nemanis. The question is, in general, though, in Hilchas Eidus, regular Eidus, dine mamanus, the halacha is that a sone, even in an utter, people who utterly hate each other are still nemanis. There's machlokas tanoim. Everyone agrees that they are apostle for din. A dayan cannot be a sone because din requires judgment. And judgment can easily be clouded by hatred, by emotions. An ohev, a sone, can cloud the judgment. But edus, which is just a question of facts, is machlokas tanoim. The halacha is, lo nechshed Yisrael al kach. Edus is a question of either lying or telling the truth. Lo nechshed Yisrael, even if he has a strong emotional bias, a Jew doesn't lie, and therefore a sone is still kosher for edus. As long as he's becheskes kasher, he's not a rasha. Even if he's a sone, he's still kosher for edus. So many poskim ask, so what is the din of chamesh nashim? So they hate each other. Fine. They hate each other deeply. Cheskasim sone zu azu. Fine. Zalzain. But so what? A sone is kosher for edus. So why here are the chamesh nashim psulas? So one answer, as we keep discussing, is nashim daitan kalas. Nashim sone is pasul. Because daitan kalas. They lie more easily. Now, in Chashem Mishpat, it's not Nogea, because women are apostle psulos for Eidus anyway. But here, where Eidus are Nemanas, because of Dayton Kalas, then, because of the sinner, they may lie. If this is true, it would seem to follow that Lav Dafka L'Chamesh Nashim. Any women who hate each other for any reason, any women who happen to have a well-established hatred, should also be psulos for Eidus Isha. This is actually the position of the Maris of Tovos, based on a Karbon Eda, that the psul is because, that the psul of the Chamesh Nashim is Betziruf of Daitan Kalas, as we discussed in our previous lecture, and should come out, as the Pesach Teshuva points out, according to this view, that any kind of sone, as long as she's a woman who is Daitan Kalas, any kind of sone, Lav Dafka v'Chamesh Nashim, should be psulos. Similarly, the Pesach Teshuva Marasatovas bring a shita of the Knesset Yecheskel. The Knesset Yecheskel understands that he answers the question from Sone Kosher Leidus differently. He says Sone Kosher Leidus when you're dealing with an aid who is an aid kosher. A kosher aid, al pishnayim made in Yachum Dover. But any time we're dealing with an aid who's really puzzle, like a woman, like a karov, and the only reason we're accepting him is because of a takanas chazal, like by Aguna, chazal will machshir psule aidus. If the whole nemanis is only mikach takana, then chazal pasul the sone. It's enough that we'd be machshir psule aidus, we're not going to be machshir a sone. Again, the Pesach Teshuva says it should come out that at least women should be psulos lahad for Aguna, any kind of sone. Why not men? So men, the Knesset Yecheskel explains, men, even if they're an Eid Echad, so it's only at the Kanas Chazal, but still, men have an incentive not to lie, because it's a milsa vidul igluye. If the husband comes back, he'll be seen to be a liar, and he'll become pasul aedus and v'shvua. A man is concerned about his reputation, so that keeps him on the straight and narrow. Why not a woman? A woman is not kosher for aedus anyway, so she's less concerned with her reputation. Maris Tzavos doesn't understand that, he says, but she still has nemanis for shvua. If she wants to collect her ksuva, she'll need to take a shvua. So she should be concerned about her reputation. But Echshiyah, the Knesset Yecheskel Shita is that a sone is kosher for Eidus if he's an Eid kosher. If the Nemanis is only based on a Tekanas Chazal, then a man is still Neman because he preserves his reputation. A woman is not Nemanis because she doesn't care as much about her reputation. So again, both according to the Knesset Yecheskel, as well as according to the Maris Hatzavis Karbon Eidah, a woman, any kind of sone, should be psula, not just the chamesh nashim, either because da'atan kalas or because it's only a takana in the first place and she doesn't care about her reputation. It should come out, though, according to these opinions, the chamesh nashim is lav dafka. Any kind of sone should be pasul aedus, at least if the sone is a woman. Pesach Teshuva says this is what should emerge from these opinions. Tarachin shloshimanazas me'olam. We don't find any of the poskim articulating this possibility that a woman who happens to hate the woman she's being me'ida for, other than the chamesh nashim, should be psula. Why not? We find later achronim, a number of later achronim, do limit this din to the chamesh nashim for various reasons. Chassam Sofer has a very interesting angle. Chassam Sofer says, it's true, sone is kosher l'edus. Just because someone hates somebody else, he's not going to lie. However, the Chassam Sofer says, the psul of the chamesh nashim is not simply a question of sone. The psul of the chamesh nashim is, it's a sort of nogeya b'davar. The sinna, because the woman hates her rival, the mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law, that sinna makes her nogeya b'davar. She has an interest in her downfall, and she tries to engineer her downfall by lying. A regular sone, the Chassam Sofer says, where the sinna is in a different area than the eidus, for example. Someone publicly humiliated me. Now I'm an aid in a din Torah that I want to say that he owes somebody $1 million. Even though I'm a sone, I can't stand him because of the way he humiliated me in public, but the matter of $1 million is a different issue. So just because I happen to hate him, I'm not going to lie about $1 million. I don't have any interest in $1 million other than revenge, and revenge is not called nagei b'davar, so that's how I'm neman. Masha Enkein, the Chassam Sofer says here, apparently he means the sinna is, she's my rival, she's my daughter-in-law, she's taking away my son-in-law's money, she's my rival, tutsaros, rival for the husband's affections, and sherexes va'ona. So my sinna is in her being my rival, and my aedus is to destroy the rivalry, to get rid of her, even if it's tamas nafshi and plishtim, I'm destroying myself too sometimes. But nevertheless, that's not just sinna, that's called sinna of nogeya b'davar. The sinna causes me to be nogeya in the outcome, and nogeya b'davar is possible. The truth is it's not so simple. Chassam Sofer himself brings an ode to Yehuda. There is a celebrated machlokes achronim whether nogeya b'davar is possible for aedus isha. The Rav Poskim who say that since Chazal will machshir psule aedus, women, krovim, even nogeya b'davar is kosher. The only psul we really find in Chazal that's muskim according to everyone for aedus isha for aguna is Russia or non-Jew. But nogeya b'davar we don't find. So some poskim, beginning with Maria ben Lev, said that nogeya b'davar is actually kosher for aedus isha. Other poskim disagreed. Other poskim said that nogeya b'davar is like bal davar. It's different. They said nogeya b'davar is a chashash sheker. Chashash sheker applies even to aedus isha. Poskim debate this. Chassam Sofer, in any event, Chassam Sofer seems to be saying, even if we say nogeya b'davar is kosher in general, but if the sinna causes me to be nogeya in the aedus of that which I hate her, at least if you hold nogeya b'davar as possible, then he brings the Marmar Kamas on this, he brings another Yehuda who's Mekel on Negeba Dover, he's no to Lahachmer, so he says, L'chalapachas of Negeba Dover is possible, he says, that's Pshad in Sone, Sone is possible because he becomes a sort of Negeba Dover. A number of later Akronim also take for granted that the din of the Chamesh Nashim is limited to the Chamesh Nashim, and that's just an example, that doesn't apply to any Sone. We have, for example, the Sholem Eshev, briefly, in the end of a longer tshuva, Sholem Eshev says, the din of the Chamesh Nashim was only said about the Chamesh Nashim, does not apply to other men or women, doesn't really explain why. He says, even a non-Jew, we're not choshesh, he'll be mekalkel, unless he has a toelos from it, but it's only a din of the Chamesh Nashim, doesn't really give any further explanation. The Chasam Sofer also says the din is limited to the Chamesh Nashim, the Chazon Ish, he does try to explain why. He says, first of all, davar zeh masur l'chachamim, lo amru el behei nashim, shu inin kavua v'tmidi. We're not going to pick and choose, we're not going to evaluate each case, is there sufficient hatred or not. Chamesh Nashim, there was a standard, common thing, they hated each other, so Chazal made some kind of rule. But we're not going to evaluate every single case and say, you hate someone, you don't hate someone, we don't do that on an ad hoc basis. Only the Chamesh Nashim is a takanat Chazal. Further, he says, man safin lishkol tibis b'nei adam, who's going to weigh how much someone hates someone else, Tochen Rucham Kerbaseinu Zal Chazal knew how to do it. We don't know how to do it. We can't establish who's a real Sone or not. Im Amru Be'elu Ein Raya L'Acher. We simply don't know. We can't be Menah Milsa L'Milsa. We can't decide that another Sone is as egregious as the sin of the Chamesh Nashim. And therefore, only the Chamesh Nashim and nobody else. Now in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya of Sone, in general, for Dayanus, we do pass a Sone. And there are rules. Lo Dibri Gimel Yamim. He didn't speak to him for 3 days. Machmasina. We do have rules for passing a Sone. But here the Chazon Ish says, Chazal gave us a klal of Chamesh Nashim. We can't extend it. We have no right to extend it. A, because Chazal limited it to these as a specific zera because these were common. B, because we can't weigh different types of sone. We don't really know if a given sone is as bad as the Chamesh Nashim. And therefore, he says, it's limited to the Chamesh Nashim. Rav Moshe Feinstein also, in the Gris Moshe, also says this is limited to the Chamesh Nashim. He also says, certainly, Lomatzinu, that this psul should extend, as the Pesach Tshuva said, to any other kind of sonim. We don't find in the poskim that other sonim are postulatus. Where Rav Moshe explains it, more like a lamdus, Rav Moshe says, really a sonim is kasher l'edus, as we find in Sanhedrin. So the reason the Chamesh Nashim are possible is because Chazal said, since the whole thing is a takana, the Chamesh Nashim were not being makshur in the first place. So they remain not namanas, because they're not kasher edim. But it's only a takanat Chazal to decline to place them into their takana being makshur them. So mela, they are not namanas. But just because they're a sone be'etzem without a special takanat Chazal, the sone wouldn't passel them, just as it doesn't passel anyone, any other sone for edus in Kalat Torah Kula. So the bottom line is, we don't find any poskim really explicitly ruling that other arbitrary sonim are pasel like the Chamesh Nashim. The earlier poskim didn't really make any distinctions. The reasons they gave why men are not possible if they're sonim were either because they don't have dat and kalos, or because the sinner doesn't apply as much, or because they have reputations to protect. But the implication from the earlier poskim is that other types of sonim would be possible. However, the Pesach Tshuva remarks that's a tremendous chiddush that none of the poskim actually articulate. At a number of the later achronim, beginning with the Chasam Sofer and going down through the Chazon Ish, Sholem Eshev and Ramosha all say that an ordinary sone outside the Chamesh Nashim is not possible. It's a special takanas Chazal because they were more common, or because they were Chazal knew they were special types of sonim, like we saw Cheskasin sone zuazu. That's why they're possible. But an ordinary sone who's not one of the Chamesh Nashim would not be possible for a desisha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.